Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You better buckle up, Buttercup!
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You're either on this train or you're not. It's moving. You can get out the way or you can join us.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
I love the way they're talking to you. Because they're winners. Winners get to do what they want.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's Kenny and JT.
It's showtime.
Have a great show!
Guess what today is? Hump Day!
Woo-hoo! Kenny, what a great day today.
How about this,
man?
Hold on. What?
Guess what I did today?
What'd you did today?
One final time for the year.
What?
What do you think?
One final. You mowed the lawn.
Mowed the lawn. Not only did I mow the lawn, you know I don't have any trees any longer, right? My front yard?
Yeah.
Remember, you've been there before. You used to have those big old maple trees.
Huge trees. My those squirrels would be in those maple trees.
My man Joe Orwick cut them all down, right?
Yep.
Cut them all down so those squirrels wouldn't eat Lisa's car anymore.
Right.
He got bit by one of them, I think, the last time. Fell out of the tree.
Is he Squirrel Man now? He's got superpowers?
He might be. You know, that could be the... But here's the thing. I cut down three big maple trees. My main man, Joe Orwick, he's the greatest. Gets bit by a squirrel, got rid of all my trees. So guess what? This time of year, there's no leaves in my yard, right? Don't have any trees.
Right.
But my neighbors do. So before I mowed for one final time, I blew the leaves back into their yard, then I mowed. How about that?
There you go.
You're allowed to do that?
Get your leaves out of my yard.
I don't have leaves. Where are these leaves coming from?
Who are you, Clint Eastwood? Get off my lawn.
Would you do that? Would you blow the neighbor's leaves back into their yard before you mowed? That's a great question for our callers. 330-450-1480. And then... we can start the program.
How annoying are your neighbors? That's the question.
She's a snowbird. She went to Arizona for the winter. Kenny, that's a beautiful thing. She'll never know.
Right, that's right. Well, then you blow them in there every day,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
You don't hesitate on
Hell
that.
Hell yes.
She ain't around. She doesn't know.
Awesome.
And then by the time she gets back, they'll disintegrate, right?
Yeah, because
they'll be like fertilizer.
I can't blow them into the backyard because a hate fence is back there.
That's right, the hate fence.
You can't blow leaves over the hate fence.
You're the annoying neighbor, not them.
You know what? I didn't tell you this year. Hate fence got a couple of dogs.
Wait, what?
Hate fence got a couple of dogs, and whenever we're in the backyard, because my garden was right on the other side of hate fence, but they have a couple of dogs, and I can't tell what they are because all I can see is their nose. Every time I'm back there, they're trying to dig out from underneath it. So they went out, too.
Is it a loud bark, a soft bark?
No,
is it a squeaky bark?
I think they're like hound dogs.
Hound? You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
They went out.
Just barking all the time.
Guy built, put up a fence to keep me out. Now his dogs went out too. So take that, hate fence.
Thank you very much. Hound dogs, huh? So Lucy the Wonder Dog and the hound dogs are going at it through the hate fence.
That's right.
And you're blowing leaves in the other neighbor's yards.
Let me out of here.
You are a pain in the ass neighbor.
Oh, God, I'm the worst neighbor ever now. Get off my lawn, you lousy kid. And now we have kids in our neighborhood. Kenny, I'm the oldest guy in my neighborhood now. I've been there for 20 years. When I moved in, I was like the young, cool hipster. Now I'm like the old guy. Get off my lawn, you lousy kid.
Yeah, those kids are like, that's old man Turk's house.
Right.
Don't go near him.
He's mean.
He's mean.
He doesn't give out any Halloween candy. That's why we only get two trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, that's it. They know. It's like the Michael Myers house. It's haunted.
Yes.
They stay away from
get
it.
Away
they
from
go nowhere
him.
Near your house.
Jeez. Crusty
my
old
goodness.
Dude. What do they call it? A curmudgeon?
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, curmudgeon.
That's me.
There he is. Clint.
I wish I had that kind of
money. What was that, Gran Torino? Is that the movie that
I'd
one
like
was
to have from? A big Gran Torino. What if I had a Gran Torino in my garage?
Dude, that'd be odd. My dad had a Gran Torino. It was
Did
a great
he?
Car back in the day.
You know what I've got?
What?
John Deere.
John Deere.
Get off my lawn.
You say John Deere or do you say John Deere?
John Deere.
John Deere. Okay.
John Deere Green.
How fast that thing go?
It's a quick sucker, man. It's a good mower. My cousin,
about it, what, 10, 15 miles
probably
an hour?
My cousin Tony works on it once a year. Tony, if you're out there, I'm ready to get the blades resharpened. Tony told me, hold on to this. It will outlast you.
Really?
Yes.
John Deere.
Not a residential unit, apparently. What did I know?
Who knew? Does he? Can you have him like put a turbo booster in it to make it go even faster?
No, you know what he needs to do?
With the nitrous oxide and everything like that?
This is what it needs, honestly. What it needs, more torque. You got to have torque.
Torque.
You know why you need more torque? Because sometimes if you decide to bag it, the leaves get stuck in the chute. If it had more torque, Kenny, this thing would suck up everything.
There's your saying, torque for Turk. There you go.
Torque it out, baby.
Torque for Turk.
Torque it out.
85 gigawatts. So, all right. So you mowed your lawn today.
Final
so you good? You're not going to do it ever. You're not going to do it the rest of this year.
I don't think I have to. The grass stopped growing. The only problem is now I'm bagging up leaves. But as we've already pointed out, what do I got to bag them for? Blow them back over there.
So now here's my next question.
Yes.
So you love mowing the lawn. Do you love shoveling snow? Do you have a snowblower?
Kenny, somebody like me, you think I'm going to shovel? We got the new driveway put in about 2 years ago.
Right.
You get that stuff off there. You snowblow it. You get somebody with a blade. You don't shovel.
So here's my question. Is there an adapter you can put on your mower that will shovel or blow the snow off your driveway?
No, you could buy a blade. It's too expensive. I've got a snowblower, and I'll just, you know, my Russo brothers, if anything happens, and I told them last year, I said, hey, that new driveway you put in cracked already. What? No, you didn't.
What?
I was just teasing.
Oh, you were messing with him?
Yeah. That can't crack. You know what, grade of concrete that is? No. What do I know?
Special grade they put for you.
Special grade.
There you go.
How was last night?
Last night was awesome, dude. We had a great turnout at the 77th Annual High School Football Awards Banquet, WHBC, Mix 94.1, WHBC.com. Great representation. I think we missed five or six kids because of basketball games, right?
That's right.
So we announced their name, but they couldn't be there because they were playing hoops last night. But we had a great, great turnout. The food was excellent. Dale and Rich made sure everything, ran as smoothly as possible. First time there, downtown at the hotel and everything.
Double
tree. So, it was really nice.
So was this was it a sit-down dinner or was it a buffet?
Yeah. Sit-down dinner, steak dinner, potatoes, broccoli, salad. You had your rolls, the dinner rolls. You had big cookies. Somebody stole my cookie last. I think Pam Cook took my cookie to give to her mom. I didn't get to eat the cookie after dinner. So everything was outstanding, and Stark County was well represented, and it's so cool at the end of the year to honor the players who stood out on their team and throughout Stark County. Think about this. 77 years, JT. Right?
How many awards?
Well, we announced the team MVPs. We announced all-county offense. We announced all-county defense. We announced the Jim Muzzy Scholarship Award. We announced the Jim Johnson Sportsmanship Award. We announced the Coach of the Year and the Player of the Year. So what's that, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever it is. A ton of individual
awards.
How'd
you decide the coach of the year between father and son? Who got it?
Well, here's the thing. We don't vote on this. The coaches pick the player of the year, the coach of the year, and the all-county team. So it's not like we as media members have any pull in this or say in this. We send out ballots to the coaches. They fill them out. Then we total them up. And that's how the award is voted on. And congratulations to our Coach of the Year in 2021 for Stark County from the Fairless Falcons, A.J. Sarbaugh. How about that?
Oh, you got to give that award to the son and not the dad.
Went 9-1.
Can we get one of them?
Record.
Hold on a second. Can we get one of them on the program today? Can we get Jeff Sarbaugh on the show?
You want to get the dad on?
I want the dad on.
All right, because we have the speech that we're going to play for you from AJ last night, and very appreciative of this award. In fact, Brian, do you have the AJ Sarbaugh speech queued up and ready to go? Get that one ready, because you could tell how much it meant to him as he walked up, almost tears in his eyes, man, right? Because he grew up around this stuff in Stark County. Go ahead, roll that, Brian. put your hands together and join me in congratulating the 2021 WHBC Stark County High School Football Coach of the Year from the Fairless Falcons, A.J. Sarbaugh.
This is really surreal for me. You know, I don't know how many of you guys know me, but I grew up as a water boy at Hoover and went to Mount, and now I'm at Fairless. I've never left Stark County. My dad's been bringing me to this banquet since I was 10. My first banquet, Jackson and Jay Rohr. You know, Hoover didn't go 10-0. You beat us week 10, and you and Coach Morrow were player of the year and coach of the year. I remember that like it was yesterday. That was the first Stark County banquet I went to, and I've been coming ever since. Stark County is a really special place. Thank you, WHBC, for everything that you do for high school sports. I told my kids tonight, this banquet's one of my favorite nights of the year. I look forward to it every year. To the coaches who voted, I can't tell you how much respect I have for the men in this room. A lot of men I played against as a player, and they've coached. And countless people in here have won state championships, been to the state finals, and have welcomed me into their coaching offices. I don't think there's a person in here I haven't reached out to that has helped me as a young coach. And Stark County is a really special place, so thank you to all the coaches in this county. To the players, congratulations. Your name, as Coach Hertler told me, will be in that book forever. Forever. And Stark County is a really, really special place. I've got the greatest coaching staff in the world with my dad and Coach Murphy, my D coordinator here. I'd like to thank my mom, my father-in-law, my wife. Falcon Nation's here tonight. Thank you all very much. And go Falcons, go.
How about that?
And so, JT, how about nice speech, right?
Yeah.
But we didn't end it there, though. We didn't end it there because I had an idea. Because the first game we did this past season was at Fairless. And they decided to go for 2 points, and they won the game to start their magical season. Most wins in school history. First time they won the Pac-7. First conference championship in 42 years. Made the playoffs and all that, right? So our first game is there, and AJ rolls the dice, and they get the win in game one. And after the game, we're sitting there, and we're watching, and all of a sudden they get all the players and the band and the students out near midfield. And next thing we know, Brian, do you have by any chance? There it is. Next thing we hear on the speaker system at Fairless is Johnny Cash in this song. Turn it up, Brian.
Burns, burns, burn the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
So as this song is playing, AJ's at midfield in the middle of a circle around him with the players, band, students, and everybody, and they're doing this like polka dance in going in a circle and jumping up and down. So you know what I figured? They did that after every win. Well, last night was a win for AJ Sarbaugh as Coach of the Year, so I invited, and they had four tables there last night, JT. I invited all the Falcons fans up to the middle of the ballroom, okay? And had AJ stand in the middle. Dale played this song, and they did one more traditional celebration with the Ring of Fire. It was hysterical. It was awesome. It was outstanding.
The Ring of Fire dance.
The Ring of Fire dance.
Was that bird flying around in there?
No, it was not.
Well, it's a good thing it was him and not Nate Moore that won, because you'd have probably had them all making do push-ups or whatever.
Well, that everybody celebrates differently. And this was, as I said, the most fun we saw any team have after a victory. So congratulations to A.J. Sarbaugh, our Coach of the Year, right?
Texted his father. See if we can get Jeff on the show here in a couple of minutes. What about my man Trucker? Was he there? Ty? No
Trucker. Trucker was there.
No Ty,
and
right?
I went over, talked to him. He's doing well. Jack Talkington picked up an award representing the Central Catholic Fighting Crusaders, I believe is what you call them, right?
Tie or no tie, Trucker?
Don't remember. I think he had a tie
on. I'll say no tie.
I think he had a tie on. I'm not sure, but
no
I think
chance.
He did.
No way.
Yeah. So he was there. The coaches all showed up, which was fantastic. And we announced our Player of the Year last night, and this was a close vote from what our legendary statistician Denny Kincaid told me after getting all the ballots back from the coaches who, again, picked the Stark County Player of the Year for 2021. And, Brian, just go ahead and roll it.
All season of complete chaos and turmoil, he emerged as the unquestioned leader and go-to guy and helped lead his team into the third round of the playoffs this year. As a safety on defense, he racked up a team-leading 123 tackles with 90 solo stops. He forced 6 fumbles, recovered 4 fumbles, and returned one of them for a touchdown. He had 2 interceptions and one of them a pick 6. As a wide receiver on offense, 36 receptions, 601 yards, and 6 touchdowns. He also added a touchdown on the ground that went for 78 yards. On special teams, he averaged 28 yards on kickoff returns, 16 yards on punt returns. In a 62-28 playoff win over Jackson, he scored on a touchdown pass, a run, and a fumble return. He was voted as one of the top defensive players in all of Division I and was also named the Federal League Player of the Year. Tonight, he can add Stark County Player of the Year to his list of achievements from his senior season as a McKinley Bulldog. Join me in congratulating the 2021 WHBC Stark County High School Football Player of the Year, Harold Fannin Jr. from McKinley.
I want to thank God. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank the coaches at McKinley and my teammates.
And that was it. Short and sweet, man.
Dude, I'd like him to be my co-host. If I had a co-host that spoke that little, I'd be in great shape.
Yeah, so congratulations to Harold Fannin. Again, there were about 3 or 4 other kids that could have won it. It was that close. So congratulations to all the players. Also, congratulations to Dominic Salvino from Maslin, the Jim Johnson Sportsmanship Award winner, Thomas Butt from Alliance, the Jim Muzzy Scholastic Award winner, and to all of the athletes who were honored there last night. Well-deserved. Hope you enjoyed your night, your meal. We loved it. We can't wait for year number 78.
Special guest coming your way next, the coach. Well, I guess the coach's dad of the coach. The coach of the year's dad, we'll put it that way. Coming your way next on the Kenny and JT Show. This is going to be fun.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.